Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Apple's lineup of AirPods currently consists of AirPods and AirPods Pro. But a new supply chain report from DigiTimes today says that Apple is developing what it refers to as AirPods Pro Lite. In the report, DigiTimes describes AirPods Pro Lite as an entry-level option in Apple's lineup of truly wireless earbuds. But other than that, DigiTimes is scarce on details as to how exactly these earbuds will fit into Apple's lineup. If you accept the DigiTimes reporting at its word, then it seems like Apple would have to adjust the pricing tiers from the current $199 for AirPods and $249 for AirPods Pro in order to make room for something in between. Apple still sells the AirPods without the wireless charging case for $159, so perhaps the introduction of AirPods Pro Lite means that Apple will finally remove the wired-only charging case option, resulting in a range spanning $149 for baseline AirPods with wireless charging and $199 for AirPods Pro Lite. This would mean a price drop for AirPods with wireless charging case, a new model in that old spot, and AirPods Pro remaining at $249 at the high end. But then the obvious question becomes, what separates AirPods Pro Lite from AirPods Pro in terms of features? The most logical solution is that AirPods Pro Lite might feature the same in-ear design, but without active noise cancellation. Theoretically, this would allow Apple to target those people who want AirPods, but who can't wear the non-Pro AirPods because of how they fit, and who aren't willing to spend the money to get the AirPods Pro. And another possibility is that DigiTimes is referring to Power Beats 4, which we've seen referenced in iOS code for several months. But Power Beats 4 are not expected to be truly wireless, and DigiTimes specifically refers to AirPods Pro Lite as truly wireless entry-level earbuds. DigiTimes has mentioned AirPods Pro Lite before, but it continues to be the only source reporting on the existence of this product. So for that reason, we recommend treating this report with quite a bit of skepticism. In other news, last fall, Microsoft launched the beta of a new Office app for iOS, combining Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and sticky notes into one app. But this week, the app has now been released for everyone on the App Store. Microsoft says the goal of its new Office application is to create a mobile-first version of its popular suite of services. This means that Microsoft has taken all of the features of the individual Word, Excel, and PowerPoint applications and combined them into one app. Microsoft says that this means Office now uses far less phone storage than previously, since everything is in one app rather than three, and a new Actions feature lets you easily move between Word, PowerPoint, and Excel without changing applications. Office for iOS also includes integration with iCloud Drive, Box, Google Drive, and Dropbox, allowing you to save your files to your cloud platform of choice. And coming this spring, Microsoft is already teasing new features, including Word dictation, enhancements to Excel, and new presentation tools in PowerPoint. Currently, the Microsoft Office app is only available on the iPhone, but Microsoft says it's working on an iPad version as well. Microsoft Office for iPhone is available on the App Store as a free download, but you'll need an Office 365 subscription to use it, and those start at $7 per month. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. For 9-5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9-5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com include B&H's new MacBook Pro, iMac, and Mac Pro sale. You can save upwards of $500 off all of Apple's latest Pro-focused Macs. One of our top picks is $300 off 16-inch MacBook Pro. That brings the standard configuration down to $2,099. Another standout this weekend is Apple's $5 parody movie sale, which includes top picks from all kinds of genres, making it a great time to expand your library with some fresh content. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com, and make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name, at 9to5toys, so you don't miss out on any of the best deals that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or Pocket Cast or your podcast player of choice. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support this week and for helping us continue making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.